Awakening with Brahma Kumaris. Namaskar. Welcome to Awakening with Brahma Kumaris. You're watching Healer Within. Sister Shivani is with us. Welcome, sister.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti, sister. In the last episode of Healer Within, we were speaking about knowing ourselves and qualities. I was just thinking, if we know ourselves, then where did these two words come from? Inferiority complex, superiority complex.
Like we saw, people will know us through their perspective. Right? That we understood. That each one will see me through their filter. And this filter will be the filter of their sanskars. Their personality traits, their nature, basically. If you take a simple word, I will see you through my nature. Another person will see you through their nature. So once I see you through my perspective of my nature, what I will say about you will be different from what another person will say about you. And that's why we will have different people saying different things about us.
And that's now, who is true among...
Yeah, we don't know who is true. Right? So that's why we said we can't keep going high and low depending on what other people have to say to us, because they're seeing us through their filter. So who will know me best will be me, myself. But now, for me to know myself also, I will have to first check my filter.
You see me through your filter. I see you from my filter. Yeah. And I see myself from my filter.
Absolutely. And what is this filter? This filter is my nature, my personality traits. In Hindi, a very beautiful word, sanskars, which has been created over a period of time. It could be many, many years. It could also be many, many births. A simple example, let's say when I was a child, if people around me said, you're too slow, you can't do anything properly. Look at your brother or your sister, they're so good. Now, as I kept hearing this about myself, I created this image about myself. So now this became my filter. Now, I can be 20, 30, 40, 50 years old. I continue to see myself through that filter. Now, even if people around me are saying, no, you're very good. You're able to do it. You can do it better than most of us. Come on, do it. I will say, no. I'm very slow. I can't do it. I'm no good. Whatever I try, I make mistakes. This is not the truth. But this I'm saying about myself or feeling about myself because I'm seeing myself through the filter of my nature or my personality traits which I've created over a period of time. Let's say, for example, I have a personality trait of criticism. Then I will see myself through that filter of criticism and I will be very critical about myself. If I have a filter of doubting, then I will see myself also through that. Okay, no, I cannot do it. I'm no good. So even when I have to see myself, I have to check my filter. And which means I will have to remove all these filters of old sanskars, personality traits, labels that I have put on myself, labels that other people have put on me, which I accepted to be true and I made them labels about myself, and now I continue to see myself through those labels, I will never see my true self. And so, like I should not believe everything that other people say, I should also not believe everything that I think I am till I'm able to clean all these labels and go down to that absolute core.
And what is that core?
That being, not all the labels. Because all these labels over a period of time are the cause of a lot of my pain today. Because any of the emotions that we've been talking about, all our negative emotions, stem from one emotion, and that is ego. Whether it's anger, hurt, jealousy, criticism, rejection, anything, the root is coming from one word, and that is ego. Ego. Now, one is ego, the other is self-respect. And sometimes we tend to mix between the two.
Very thin line.
Very thin line is what we thought. very thin line between ego and self-respect, and actually they're opposites, like day and night. It's not thin line, they are way apart, they're poles apart. What is ego and what is self-respect? There's so much of a difference. But we say thin line because we can't differentiate when it is ego and when it is self-respect. And sometimes even when we react, we say, oh, it's my self-respect. That's why I'm reacting. Very simple way to check.
People are killing today.
Because of self-respect.
In the name of self-respect.
Absolutely, yes. So not only reacting, we can go
to... kill their own child.
Right.
Self-respect.
Right, absolutely.
Marrying a wrong person, I kill you.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, beautiful example. So this gives me a way to check when is it ego and when is it self-respect.
Hmm.
Very simple, simple parameter to check. When I'm able to remain stable and undisturbed by what other people are saying about me, at that moment I'm in my stage of self-respect. But when I get disturbed very easily by what people are saying, it's my ego which is getting
affected.
Which means I have created an image about myself and someone has come and said something which is contradictory to that image.
Here, what I have created an image, you said, I haven't. So many people throughout so many births, so many days, so many years, so many people say something about me and I start believing.
Absolutely. That's why we said labels that people put on us, which we accepted to be.
So how can you go on saying that I created, because that's disturbing me.
See, why it disturbs, because we're not ready to take personal responsibility.
Because you said that from so many births, so many years back, so many people had said so many things. You're slow, for example. I'm slow. So I had accepted it. I didn't create it.
Once I've accepted it, see, I could have rejected it.
Supposing my father said, you're too slow. Look at your brother. Look at him. He's so smart. Why are you so dull? I believed him. I had faith in him. I looked up like God. God said this, that's final. So I did not create.
Absolutely. And this happens with almost all children. And that's why it becomes a very important responsibility of parents and teachers what they say to their children. Why? Because a child takes what the parent says and uses that to create the self-image. See, it's like I am the child growing up, haven't yet created, don't know myself too well, haven't created an image about myself. So at that time, it's like an artist with a blank canvas painting the picture. And what my parents say to me at that time, or my elders, or my teachers, or a sibling, are the different
strokes.
Colors, the different strokes that I will get. I take those colors. Okay, I can say, but I got only those colors. I didn't get another color. I got only those colors. Yes, but I took the color and used that color to make an image of myself. This is my creation. Now I choose how to create my image, for how long to hold that image. If now, let's say I created that
now
image.
Now we can take fresh colors and repaint and redo and touch up.
Absolutely. That is spiritual wisdom.
Now I get your point.
At least even if I was not aware that time.
The new colors are available everywhere.
Yes. This is called knowing myself.
Yeah.
This is knowing myself. Because even if somebody put labels on me and I accepted those labels and I said, okay, I'm like this. Okay, I'm like this. Let's say, for example, people said, you're very hot-tempered, you're very aggressive, you're very aggressive, very aggressive. I kept taking it, and I said, yes, I'm very aggressive. But now I understand that, no, my original nature is peace. But everybody said I was aggressive, and I was behaving also very aggressively. So everybody said, I accepted it, and I said, this is my nature. So it's my self-image. Now, spirituality tells me, you're a peaceful being. So here's one painting which says you're very aggressive and here's a fresh color which comes and says originally you're a peaceful being.
Yeah, but who teaches you that? And how do you know that you're a peaceful being? What is the proof? How do I know that I am a peaceful being?
Because my color already is painted. Very dark colors. Very strong colors since a very long time.
So first you have to realize that it is dark.
Absolutely.
Then you have to realize that actually my original color was like that.
Right.
Like when I was constructing my house, I said I want a very old kind of a look, antique. Mm-hmm. So the person who was building, doing the construction, he went all the way to Gujarat, brought about a maybe 200-year-old door. And I said, why have you brought this? This has got oil paint on it, full blue. This is not, doesn't look old at all. What is so antique about it? He said, just wait, sir. He took out one coat, second, third. There were umpteen coats on it.
On the door.
Yeah, coat on coat, oil paint on oil paint on oil paint on. And the real carvings came out later on.
Beautiful.
And the original came out after about a week.
Right.
And we had to put acid, and finally when we were cleaning it, one person was passing by, said, what are you doing? Use this chemical. Passerby.
Yeah.
A stranger. So we used that chemical and it went off, and now I have that door with beautiful carvings.
Nah.
Hundreds of years old.
Nah. How many coats have I put on myself?
Yeah.
Coat after coat after coat after coat, and so many coats that the original color, the original design is nowhere to be seen. It just doesn't show. It doesn't show to such an extent that I'm not even...
The door itself doesn't know.
Absolutely.
Its originality.
Absolutely. Even if someone had to tell me, this is not you. This blue color paint is not you. Originally, it's very intricate carvings. I'll say, no, it's blue color because this is what shows. You remove the blue color, there's another color below. No, I'm this color. So finally, when do I get to see the original? When I have removed all these labels. Now, all these coats which I have put on myself, these layers after layers. Now, these layers that you're talking about on the door must have been put, what, 7 layers? 8 layers?
Yes,
10 layers?
100 years
in 100 years. Now, how many layers we must have put on ourselves? Layers and layers.
Thousands.
Even in one birth, we can put so many layers on ourselves. How? A baby is born. Original. Even if it's the first one. Original. Original, pure, clean. First layer, my name. That's my first layer. This is who you are. You know, today if someone has to say, who are you? Introduce yourself. So what do we talk about? This is my name. This is my family.
Profession.
My degree. My educational qualification.
Where I stay.
Maybe which country I stay.
How rich my father's parents are.
Absolutely.
I belong to a so-and-so
family. My caste. I'm a Hindu. I'm a Muslim. I'm a Christian. I'm a Parsi. I'm a Sikh. Labels after labels after labels of my identity. Who am I? So we have to answer this question because we've been hearing it since ages that anyone who's able to answer this question, who am I? Main kaun? You know, that's supposed to be the toughest question to answer. And they say, if you answer this question, who am I? Most of your problems will be over. So who am I? Let me ask myself, who am I? I will immediately say, my name. Introduce yourself. So my name, then someone will say, I'm a doctor, I'm an actor, I'm an engineer. Then I'm a Hindu, I'm a Muslim, I'm an Indian, I'm an Australian, I'm an American. I'm from so-and-so family. I'm a father. I'm a father, I'm a husband, I'm a son. Labels after labels after labels. Now, all these labels that I've acquired, these are labels that we acquire in a lifetime. They're not coming on day one. All these labels that I acquired in my lifetime, I became an engineer at the age of 21. Before that, that label was not there. So before that, it was, I'm so-and-so's daughter. I'm an Indian. I'm a Hindu. 3 labels. Then comes another label. I'm an engineer. Then comes another label. I'm somebody's wife. I'm somebody's husband. Then comes another label. I'm a trainee engineer. Then will come, I'm a manager. Then another label. I'm a senior manager. Then another label. Now I'm a vice president. Then another label.
Then I'm retired.
And then I'm retired. Yeah, and look at it when I retire. See how it is. Identity crisis is so deep that when I retire, I still hold on to that last label.
I'm Colonel Svensson.
Yes.
I'm Dr. Svensson. Ex-president. Ex-Svensson.
Absolutely. And check anyone's visiting card or the placard, you know, outside the house. It will be ex-so-and-so. Retired so-and-so. And the retired or the ex will be written very small.
Yeah.
Why? Because this is who I am. If I am not this...
No, it's very difficult to say that I'm no more what I was.
It's not that. It's if I'm not this... Then who am I? Remove this label from me and what's my identity? So, because of that identity crisis, I will hold on to that last label. People respect me for that label. Everything that I'm getting from everywhere around me is that label. I'm not giving it up. And that's why I hold on to it even when it's not valid. It's no more there. Because I associate my identity. You know, it's no more just a designation. It's not a profession.
It's a true belief. It's that I
me.
Am so.
It's me. This is me.
Total belief. Yes. It's me.
It's me. Consciousness. Who am I? I am this.
I am a man. My name is Suresh Oberoi. I'm a movie star.
Right.
Actor.
Actor.
Film actor. That's it.
That's it. I'm someone's husband. I'm somebody's father. Today your identity will be you are Vivek Oberoi's father. Another label. So labels after labels. And our whole lifetime is of putting labels. They will continue till the last day. New labels. New labels. Tomorrow you will be somebody's grandfather. So a label. New labels we keep on acquiring. And every label that we acquire, we get attached to it. This is me. Who am I? This is me. Now...
But isn't this a fact? That I'm an actor and I'm a man.
Yeah. This is
a fact.
That I am an actor.
I'm an actor, a man.
I'm
my
a
name
husband.
Is also. Yeah.
I'm an Indian,
children.
I'm a Hindu. Everything
yeah.
is a fact.
But why is it so difficult to say there's nothing wrong in
everything
that?
Is a fact except for it's not the fact that I am this. I am this. Let's say the first label. Mm. Even these came much later. Like you said, I am a man.
Mm.
Which means the first thing which comes to my mind, who am I, is this.
The body.
The body. Right? So when I say, who am I, the first answer is what I see in the mirror every day.
A woman.
Yeah. This is I. And yet, the whole day I'm going to say, my head is paining, my eyes are hurting, my ear seems to be giving trouble. My stomach is paining today. I went for a walk. My foot is sprained. Today I'm so tired. My whole body is paining. My hand. My eyes. My feet. My body. I body or my body? Who am I?
Mm.
I am the body? Or is this my body? Because whole day I'm saying my body. I'm using my hand to do this. I never say I am the hand. Never, never, ever. So there is someone who is saying my hand is hurting. My body is hurting. Which means I'm not the body then. Someone is saying my body. And yet I'm spending my whole life thinking, who am I? I am this body. Identity crisis. I live in India. Yes. Who am I? I am Indian. I live in India. Actor, my profession. This is my profession. Doctor, engineer, actor, my profession. Husband, father, my relationships. My relationships. Suresh Oberoi, my name. My. Family, my family.
I was not born with that name.
I was not. Mine.
I was given that name.
Everything I acquired.
So what about before the name was given to me? What was I?
And most important, who is it who's saying this is mine, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine? Someone is taking the ownership and saying, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine. This is my body, this is my name, these are my relationships, this is my profession, this is my degree. This is my nationality. This is my caste. all these things which were mine, we just made that little mistake and said, this is I. Imagine one day if everything that was mine, let's say this dress that I'm wearing is mine, and if I make this little mistake and say, I am this sari, will life change? Life will change completely. Completely.
Because you're not.
You're not. And you're going to make mistakes, so many mistakes in the whole day, just because
something wrong happens to the sari, you'll say, oh,
something happened to
gone.
Me.
I am burnt.
Absolutely.
I am hurt.
I am dirty.
I am dirty.
I am dirty. And then when I look at your dress, and then I will compare myself with your dress and say, you're better looking than me because your dress is better looking than me. Aren't we doing that today? And that's why when we started comparing ourselves with each other, what was it on the basis of? Physical appearance, professions, educational backgrounds, financial status, nationality, caste. And then we found ourselves different from each other. And that's why we had so many barriers. This is ego.
Age also.
Age also.
Elder to you.
Absolutely.
Younger to me.
Who's elder to me? Are you elder to me? No. It's like the dress which you're wearing
is older.
Suppose your shirt. Your shirt is, let's say, 1 year old. And my dress, my sari that I'm wearing is 1 month old. So, your shirt is older than me. Absolutely. Very clear. But just because your shirt is older than me, I'm not going to say you're older than me. Your shirt is older than me. Similarly, costume. Someone is 50, 60, 70. I'm 30, 40, 50. Whatever. I will
say. It will be so beautiful if I go and look at a little child and say, this child has got a new costume.
Absolutely.
And when I go for dinner tonight, if I see the waiter bringing food for me, this man with the new, this kind of different costume.
Different profession.
Yeah.
Even profession. Why is the ego there? Who am I?
Actor.
Actor. Who's he? Driver. Watchman. Waiter. Difference on the basis of profession. Because I thought identity was who I am. Ego. This is where ego was coming. So ego was because of how I look, because of what I earn, what I have achieved, what I have acquired in my lifetime was ego. And ego has a very simple definition. Attachment to a wrong image of myself.
Attachment
to a wrong image of myself. So all these images, who am I? Body. Attachment to the body. Who am I? Name, family, profession, status, degree. Attachment to that. This is me. This is mine. And this attachment was ego. Attachment to a wrong image of myself. Now if someone came and pricked any of these images, when I say, I am Indian. Now if anyone will say anything about India, I'm going to get very, very disturbed because it's something they have said about my identity. If I am Hindu and now dare somebody say anything about that and we can wage wars with each other in the name of religion because it's an identity problem. And that's why I am Hindu, you're Muslim, we are different and we are fighting over it. We're fighting over it. We are waging wars in the name of religion only because you and me are different. Just because it was a different way of living. It was
even
a different
practice. Even in the same caste, this fellow believes in Lord Krishna.
Absolutely.
This in Lord Rama. This in somebody else. Mahavira.
So
Guru
we're different.
Nanak. So, no, not only different. I hate you because you're wrong.
You're wrong. This is what was happening. Ego. Attachment to a wrong image of myself. Now today we can do just a little homework. Each one of us take care and check what are all the labels that I have put on myself. And everything
from
which
childhood
is mine. Yeah, everything which is mine, they are there, they are mine, they aren't going anywhere. But everything which is mine to which I said I, it's mine. Mine is fine. If I say my body, perfect. My name, perfect. My religion, my nationality, my profession, my designation, perfect. But which are the things to which are actually mine to which I have started saying I and made it my identity. Remove each label today. Gradually, this is mine. Okay, remove. Indian, my label. Remove. Keep it aside. Understanding that this is mine and try and come down to who am I?
Nice exercise.
Yes, we do that.
Until the next episode, can we have a short meditation?
Sure.
Who am I?
Absolutely. Let's sit back. And let me look at myself. In the last so many years, everything that I acquired, everything I achieved, I made it a label, an identity. This is me. Everything that belonged to me, everything that was meant to be mine, I said, this is I. And as I said, this is I made that my identity. And as I did that, I was moving away from my original identity. I was moving away from the real I. I was moving away from who I am. Let me remove every label. Slowly and lovingly, understanding it's an achievement. It's what I have acquired. But it's external. And let me come down to who I am. The achiever. The one who got all this. Who am I? Om Shanti.
Like others see us through the filter of their sanskars, we also see ourselves through the labels we put on ourselves and through our acquired sanskars. Our name, degree, profession, position are labels that we put on our identity. We use these labels to answer the question, who am I? Ego is attachment to a wrong image of myself. My body, my name, my family, my degree, everything that was mine, we called it I, and we forgot the real I.
If you wish to discuss your problem or have a question to ask or want to know your nearest Raj Yoga Meditation Center, write to us at awakeningwithpks@gmail.com or call us on 099-99-744-555.
Om Shanti.